3 o'clock. I've just been amazed and surprised with a visit from my latest best friend, Gu Imtowin. He is a chef extraordinaire and opened a most magnificent eatery at the Lifestyle Center on Eat Street yesterday. Well, it wasn't the official opening. It was the opening to friends and family, and I hope we qualify as one of those. It's called Soy 55. It's the latest iteration of fine, delicious, almost too good to be true food and fare and vibe at what has become the center of the center of Bolito, Eat Street at the Lifestyle Center. Gu, welcome to the afternoon show. I've got to give you a microphone. There we go. That'll help. So this is I think it's fair to say it's the first time that a Thai restaurant has opened at the Lifestyle Center. Certainly the first time that a Thai restaurant of the caliber that we experienced last night has opened in Bolito. Yes. I mean, there have been iterations of Thai restaurants. I think it's fair to say that South Africans love Thai food because, well, it's healthy, it's delicious,
yes,
and it's nutritious, and it kind of ticks all the boxes for the modern epoch in which we live. But you've taken it to the next level. Tell us about your vision for Soy 55.
So Soy 55 is the name coming from because we've been on East Street, in the Soy in Thai is like alleyway, side street, and
so it's like an address.
Yes.
So you know where to go when you go to Thailand. You go to that address, and that's that we'll find the restaurant.
Absolutely.
So Eat Street, you go to Soy 55, right opposite 45 on Eat Street.
Absolutely.
Neighbors, and it's fabulous. Now the concept last night was a kind of taster.
Yes.
Of a wide variety of options. What is it going to be like when you officially open? I think it's tomorrow night. First open. Is there a formal menu or is there a kind of mezze tasting platter? How do you work?
So tomorrow will be full menu, starter, main course. We got hibashi grills. So a lot of street food in Thailand is a lot of grills, flame grill.
Ah.
We have curries, soup, Thai salad, and some of my favorite dishes.
Well, if I can suggest that if last night was anything to go by, you're going to be very, very popular. I believe the first couple of nights are already
fully booked, yeah,
which is a good sign. But you know, you only get one chance to make a first impression, so I believe you're going to be on point. Your team, your staff were very, very attentive last night. I love the decor. It's simple, it's elegant, it's very authentic in the sense of the Eat Street vibe.
Yes.
But it also has elements of the Thai street cuisine that leaves you with no doubt that you're in an eatery that is considered. Yeah, it's like you don't want to go to like a cookie cutter kind of Thai restaurant that is a part of a chain where it's no soul, no feel. Yours is all authentic, made from the heart, but
absolutely
with. And the ingredients that you use, where do you source them?
So some of the dry goods is coming, obviously imported through our supplier, Shiny Shops. And some fresh ingredients, I also have them in my garden, and which is now we also grow them outside the shop.
Uh-huh.
And the back of the center.
So that's as fresh as it gets. It's growing outside.
So we have lime leaf, we have Thai basil, we have lemongrass, galangal. So, or that's the key ingredient.
And those are the flavors. But you also bring into this, there's a hint of, when I say spice, I'm talking about, there's definitely a hint of chili where you need it, where you want it. You don't have to. There's often with the dipping sauces, three different choices. So if you want spice, you've got it. If you want just the flavor, you've got that as well. And then something in between. But the Thai approach to chili, it's not going to knock you're not going to blow your head off. It seems to be more fragrant. Is that right?
Depend. I mean, if you ask for Thai styles, like the way I eat it, it's going to be very hot. But we usually cook as like a Durban medium heat, Durban folks.
Okay.
Like.
But if someone comes along and wants that genuine article, you can give it to them because
you're
creating it right there.
Absolutely.
What are some of your signature dishes?
We have signature dishes. Our Google squid, which is my signature starter. And then we have sushi chicken, deboned sushi chicken. We also have a signature dish, duck pancake. That's also very nice. Crispy duck pancake, served with like a roasted garlic and hoisin sauce. Our pad thai is pretty good as well.
I was going to say, we had a sample of the pad thai. It was awesome. I also had a sample of a prawn.
Coconut prawn.
On a skewer. It was like a tempura, but not a tempura. It was crispier than a tempura.
Yes.
It was as light as, but it had more body. It was gorgeous. Is that going to be one of your dishes?
That's also on the starter.
The coconut prawn skewer. You got to try that, folks. I'm telling you, top of the pops.
Thank you.
So all in all, I think a really successful launch last night.
Okay.
You open officially to the public on Friday.
On Friday.
Are you going to be doing lunch and dinner or just dinner?
Lunch and dinner. We're going to open our doors from 11 a.m. and right through, no breaks. Our kitchen closed at 9.
7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Fabulous. It's called Soy 55, folks. And if you are a lover of Thai food, and let's face it, I think everyone is, you have simply got to get down at some stage. If you are a resident here, you've got time. If you're a visitor, you haven't. Book now is all I can tell you. Book now. Make the acquaintance of Gu Im Toin is you can't get more authentic than that. So lovely to meet you and lovely to have you on the afternoon
Thank
show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And best of success with the wonderful Soy 55. We look forward to being regulars.
Perfect. See you soon.
You heard it on the afternoon show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota, Balito.